There's just 3 days of campaigning left in the UK general election, and the first leaders' debate in the North took place on UTV last night. There are 18 Westminster constituencies in play in Northern Ireland. In the outgoing Parliament, the DUP had 10, Sinn Féin 7, and one independent, Sylvia Herman, who's not running again. Political analyst and columnist Alex Kane joins us now from Belfast. Alex, it was meant to be a leaders' debate, but where was Arlene Foster?
Well, I'm not quite sure about that. She had done a major debate on Thursday with the BBC, and I think she's taking part in a leaders' debate, all-party debate on Tuesday with the BBC, so maybe she just decided. And also the spokesman they had there, Emma Pengelly, is in the DUP's most vulnerable seat. I think it's also worth saying it wasn't technically a leaders' debate, but they did bill it as leading figures of the party, so I think that's how they got round it.
Okay. Now, the deteriorating state of the health service was a big theme last night. Do you think that will influence many voters when they go to the polls on Thursday about who they vote for?
Sadly, I don't think it will. I mean, every opinion poll in the past 6 months in Northern Ireland has put health at either number one or two on public concerns. But oddly enough, when it comes down to it, when it comes to the election, where of the 18 seats, Audrey, I think 16 would basically be counted as traditional, old-fashioned us versus them, green versus orange, unionist versus nationalist. And no matter what people may think when they walk into the polling station about education, about health, about infrastructure, about their jobs, about everything else that voters would care about, when it comes to the straight old choice, inevitably, and they somehow, against their best wishes in some cases, I think they inevitably find themselves voting along traditional lines. So yes, I think what will happen is that the parties will just, it'll be fought on the same way. So in that sense, I don't think health will actually, apart from maybe 1-2% at most, I don't think it will actually make a button of difference to how most people do vote.
And that large swathe of unionists who we've talked about before, Alex, who traditionally don't come out to vote in elections, will they emerge on Thursday?
I think they will. I think one caveat to that, a lot will depend on the weather. We all know if all election evidence suggests that it can 5-6% can be affected if it's a really bad day. But I think, again, what we're seeing happening here, because this was billed, a pact between Sinn Féin, the SDLP, the Greens, what was billed as a sort of Brexit versus Remain election, has changed subtly. So what we're seeing, because all the Leave candidates or all the Leave people defending it happened to be the DUP, all the Remain happened to be nationalists. So I think not only will some unionists come out to try and safeguard seats, I also think that some unionists who are pro-Remain, and there's a section of them, maybe 35-40% and growing, I think they, instead of voting for a candidate who they would know to be Remain, unashamedly Remain, but because that candidate is from a nationalist Sinn Féin SDLP background, even soft unionist Remainers, I think, will find themselves pushing towards the DUP in most seats, simply because retaining the seat as a unionist seat at this stage is more important than anything else, because Johnson's deal, I think, is a huge problem for them. So they're sending a bigger message. Even the Remain unionists are sending a bigger message. Mr. Johnson, we do not like your deal. And I think that will, again, even though the DUP get blamed for Johnson's deal for putting too much trust in Johnson, I think when it comes to moments like this, history suggests that unionists will tend to circle the wagons and row behind the largest unionist party.
And Alex, presumably the DUP will be hoping for another hung parliament. The last thing they want, really, is for Boris Johnson to get an overall majority.
Oh yes, that would be a nightmare for them. And I mean, the DUP, it's religious fundamentalist group, so I have no doubt whatsoever that the key members will be praying as we speak that there will be this hung parliament, because if Johnson comes back with a comfortable majority, and he has already said that in those circumstances he is pushing his deal through very quickly, indeed 19th of December or Thursday week or something has been mentioned as a date in which he might try and move to do something. Johnson with a majority is disaster for the Democratic Unionist Party. So they need to, even if, it's one of those strange things as well, Audrey, even if the DUP came back with every single seat, even the DUP's vote became the biggest vote they've ever got, if Johnson comes back with a majority and doesn't need them, nothing matters. And they won't even care. They said the minute that they wouldn't give, I think their line is, we wouldn't give the keys of number 10 to Jeremy Corbyn. Believe me, if the only way of stopping Johnson's deal, if the only way of getting themselves out of this particular hole is backing Jeremy Corbyn and even having to back a second referendum, the DUP will take that line, because maintaining the union, maintaining the constitutional integrity for them is the biggest thing. It trumps every single other issue.
Alex, great to talk to you as always. Thank you very much. Alex Kane in Belfast. We'll be coming live from Belfast and from London on the programme here on Friday morning.